Hey Donald X, what is the story behind Tormentor?
So there was a card in Nocturne, Pasture. If you have no cards in play other than Pastures, Peddler, and it was worth 2 points. And so you could buy a bunch of Pastures, and they would all be Peddlers if you played them at the start of your turn. And then if you drew it later in your turn, it was just points. But of course, that's points, and sometimes you want that. And if you have no cards in play is a harsh limitation. It's more generous to say, if you haven't played any other cards this turn, and the second version leaps to that, if you've played no cards this turn other than Pasture. So you can have duration cards sitting there and it doesn't screw it over. It's a thing where it's kind of pushing you to play a lot of Pastures and fewer other things. It's pushing you to be monolithic, which we don't tend to enjoy. And I'm gonna guess that it died for that reason. But this idea of caring about if it was first lived on. And so then we have this card Bribe. So I had the idea of the heirlooms, and I was trying different things for heirlooms. And one heirloom I tried was this. It's a treasure with a coin. When another player plays an attack card, you may first reveal this from your hand to be unaffected by the attack and have that player gain this. So it's a moat that only works once, and then they've got the moat. So it moves around between our decks, and you could at some points have the deck with all the bribes or none of them, and that seemed fun. And it's this good flavor of you pay them off to not be hit by the attack. And it was a good fit for an heirloom because it's bad, right? As an heirloom, well, you just started with it, and now our decks have these heirlooms. And so we'll probably do it, right? If they attack you, if it's a meaningful attack, you'll be like, no, take the bribe. And so then we see there are three more versions of bribe. And I'm not sure how much we need to get into this. The second version lets them gain it to their hand, which is odd. The third version just messes with that wording and also makes you not be affected by attacks the whole turn because, man, we needed that. The last version, well, not the last on this page, but the fourth version here has you reveal it again, not pass it to them. This is still before the days of Sheepdog, and gives them +1 coin for the turn, which is another way of it feeling like you gave them something, but without moving the bribes around. And so, what were all these bribes on? And initially, I didn't have a pick for what card bribe would be on. That wasn't important, right? There had to be in the end a card that went with bribe, but I could test the concept and just be like, well, one of these cards had it, right? It's an heirloom. We'll just start with it in our decks and figure that part out later. And so when I had a card that I pinned bribe to, it was this card Assessor, and it's not so relevant, but let's see what it is. It's 3 coins. Each player reveals the top card of their deck. Each player whose card costs more than yours discards it and gains a curse. So a witch that has this chariot race wrinkle to it, and then it has the setup. Each player starts with a bribe in place of a copper, because I had not yet hit on the yellow bar that out the heirlooms. So this was some random attack that I think I tried multiple versions of, and it's where bribe started. And bribe is almost, completely tangential to our story. But I told the whole story because this first card called Tormentor has bribe on it. So this is the knight card. Gain a card costing up to 4 onto your deck. Each other player discards the top card of their deck. If you have exactly one copy of it in play, they gain a curse. This is just a very arbitrary, weird attack. The resources it gives are a workshop because it's a knight card, so it has to, it can't, it the knight cards in general couldn't give you cards or coins because they're not useful then. There actually was a knight card that was a lab. There was a way to just draw knight cards for a while that we got some fun out of, but always had issues. But anyway, so it does a knight card thing. It gains a 4, and then it has this funky conditional witch. And at this point, it was, a card to call Tormentor and a card to put bribe on. And it doesn't really relate to the rest of our story, but that is the first Tormentor. And so the second Tormentor is +2 coins each other player receives the next hex. So this is now trying to just be a counterpart to Bard. Very simple. We've got 2 coins, get a boon. Here's 2 points, give out a hex. The very next version, I was like, oh yeah, let's put bribe on this. This actually now resembles Tormentor and has bribe. So there was totally a point to telling you all about bribe in there. And in fact, there's a new version of bribe for it. When another player plays an attack or reveals a hex, you may pass this from your hand to theirs to be unaffected by attacks and hexes this turn. So this was trying to get back in the bribes floating around, which I guess we must have missed. And there's still one more version of Tormentor that has the bribe. +2 coins, discard the top hex. Each other player may pass you a bribe from their hand. If they don't, they receive the hex. And I'm not sure why, like, bribe mentions hex and Tormentor mentions bribe. And that must have been to try to simplify how this all worked. Like you didn't want to have to reveal the bribe when they were going to hex you. You wanted to see what the hex was first to decide if it was worth passing them the bribe or not. So it lets you do that. Anyway, I gave up on bribe. And the next Tormentor says 2 coins a buy, each of the players receives the next hex. But that still wanted more of a wrinkle, so it says while this is in play, when another player gains a card, they put it on their deck. Boy, this is a thing I've tried a couple times. There are a few ways you can mess with other attacks to try to ramp up other attacks. So this, it all goes back to Spy. So Spy is a combo with Knights because you leave a good card on their deck and then hit it, right? And with the Knight family of attacks. And so I was always looking to see, is there a trick I can do to spice up attacks like that? And there's two obvious things you can do. And one is you spice up militias by turning them into ghost ships, right? When you discard cards, they go on their deck. And the other is you spice up witches by turning them into sea hags, where the junk goes on their deck. These are both things that sounded cool at some point and got a couple tries and have not worked out. And we don't really enjoy ghost ship and sea hag as much as we do militia and witch. We don't enjoy militia all that much. But so Tormentor here is trying to do that. So while it's in play, you know, if the hex happened to give them a curse, they'll put that curse on their deck, right? There's various ways hexes can give out cards. It's also being a counterpart to Tracker here, right? Which gives you a boon and lets you put cards on your own deck. I probably thought that was cool too. You know, having the little pair of cards. So I give up on that immediately. And the next one says, reveal then discard the top two hexes. Each other player receives one of them that they choose. So now it's the torturer version of Tormentor, which is appropriate because the names are so similar. So they get their choice of two hexes. And that sounded really cool. And I'm guessing it just sucked. And it's this thing that Torturer, because the players get a choice, is much weaker than it looks. Not that Torturer is weak, but, you know, it's significant that they aren't just stuck. And with the hexes, it's not so rare to have a hex that is meaningless on a particular turn. And they pick that one, and you're like, what is this nonsense? So anyway, so the next Tormentor said, now finally, we tie in with Pasture. I remembered Pasture. We'd had a little fun with it. It seemed a little novel. Maybe we can get that back in. So it says, each of the players sees the next hex. If this is the first card you played this turn, get an imp. And that's the duration-friendly version. And I decided it was so great to gain imps that I didn't end up being friendly to durations. And so it says, if you have no other cards, then play gain an imp. And that is what happened with Tormentor. And also in there somewhere, now all these versions of Tormentor say doom on them. You know, hexes didn't initially say doom, but all of these do. And there you have it.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
Your deck is close to golden, frig, and yet I do not give a fig, and plan to play it bold and big, and as you zag, instead I'll zig, and profit from your clunky rig, and through your precious cards I'll dig, and swipe your silver, dance a jig, and from the victory cup I'll swig, and toast my saviour, noble brigand.
Thank you, Sir Droza, for taking on this gig and providing that slightly alarming tribute to noble brigand.